I gotta say something about this shit, bro. Dwayne Wade, you gone too fucking far, dog. That is a male. A 12-year-old. At 12, they don't even know what their next meal gonna be. They don't have shit figured out yet. He might meet a woman, anything, at 16 and fall in love with her. But his dick be gone. How he gonna... Like, bro, you going too far, dog. Don't cut his dick off, bro. Like, bro, for real. If he gonna be gay, let him be gay. But don't cut his dick off, bro. Like, don't address him as a woman, dog. He's 12 years old. He's not up there yet. He hasn't made his final decisions yet. Don't cut his fucking dick off, Dwayne Wade, bro. You fucking tripping, dog. You tripping, dog.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at nappyafro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. Before I sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food. And I'm gone. Yeah.
Nappyafro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcasting today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. the Mike Jordan of recording, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in bedroom, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. the grandson of Virgil Tibbs, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. the Pod Father, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, and my last a.k.a. Pod Girly, now joined by my elegant co-host, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the Queen of QVC, a.k.a. Bipolar Mom, a.k.a. I Hear No One, a.k.a., yes, I said, my cups runneth over, and my co-host says he didn't really like that one, but I'm going to give it to y'all again, so hopefully y'all got it this time. My cups runneth over, a.k.a., a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a., my afro is my halo, and none other than your favorite a.k.a. of them all, and mine especially. Your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to rate, like, and subscribe to the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. We own like a million of them. Don't forget that we do have a Patreon where you can join for as little as $3 and get shouted out like the newest Patreon members here. Let me pull up the list before Be Easy loses his brain. We got... Jonte Gray, shout out to him. Shout out to Malcolm, and shout out to D. So those are three new Patreon people, and you could be just like Malcolm, D, and John. Get shouted out on the show if you join the Patreon. We also got a voicemail where you can call in at 347-201-2572. Call a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. And the easiest way you can help us out is by sharing it, retweeting it, reblogging, add to your story, telling a friend about the show and the Frocast and how you like it. And you'll think they'll like it too, because if y'all are friends, that means y'all kind of got the same sense of humor. And if you like it, that means they'll like it. And then, you know, they can turn on their friends. And then, hey, we can just start like a chain reaction. Is that what it's called? Miss Doctor?
That's what it could be. Okay. I mean, you don't have to have a doctor to know that. But
okay,
yeah.
Well, hey, don't have to have a doctor to know that. So, those are the ways you can help us out. How was your week, Queen Germ? Oh, God.
Yeah, that's just how it was. But I don't know. I got a combination of...
Corona.
No.
They said black people can't get the corona. Did you read that?
Yeah, but that's false. I don't believe that for one second.
Look, but I don't think they want us. Put your tinfoil hats on. I don't think they want us to believe that that shit real. Because like I said, if they said we can't get it, and then all of a sudden the CDC come out, oh, that's not true. Oh, it's true, motherfucker. Y'all just don't want us to know that we ain't immune to that shit.
But no, they don't want you to know that they done tested it on somebody, because you don't know that we can't respond to it if you didn't subject us to being exposed to it.
I ain't seen no niggas with no corona yet.
Oh, so. I'm just saying, though, they can't say that, because if they do, then they tested it on you, and if they tested it on you, how did they do that? Then they have to expose themselves to say, how did they get us around the virus or inject us with the virus to see how we would respond to it. But I don't really think that's the case, but either way it goes, I'm having a pretty good week. Shit always happens, but trying to battle this thing. I think I'm dealing with some allergies type stuff.
It is that time of year, though.
It comes around so fast. So I did not have to deal with these things when I was much younger, but these last few seasons, they've been tearing my ass up. So.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's just how it happens. I never got allergies until I was 30, and then I started getting the. I mean, I could lay in pollen and roll in pollen, and it wouldn't bother me. Now, that shit bothers me. So, and then with the messed up early spring, no winter shit going on, trees blossoming way too early. So, yeah, this is probably a combination of all that, but that's what's up.
So, how about you?
Week? My week, just same as last week. Not too much went on. Had a crazy weekend, but we might as well just go ahead and roll on into that. How was your Valentine's Day weekend?
Valentine's Day was pretty good, I don't get shit no way.
Oh, so. Stop. You got a gift this year.
I got a gift. It was whatever, but...
Oh, stop it. That was cute.
I liked
cute.
It so much that I took it all the way to my job outside.
You had to show off. You had to show the girls. Like, look what my nigga got me.
I just decided that I was going to let it ride with me and be my good luck charm, so...
Oh, ain't that sweet.
You didn't even know I took it, did you?
Yes, I did. I saw it when I picked you up, and I was like, how did it get in here? Since I knew you had to come get it. You had to take it with you. As far as my week,
how was your Valentine's Day?
Oh, man. It was awesome.
Because you're backtracking. Your week was all right. It was whatever.
My week was all right. Valentine's night, Friday night. Took a couple shots of some alcohol, and next thing I know, I was loose as a goose. I'm talking about, man, we was in there partying up, dancing with the kids.
Okay,
all right.
Oh, yeah.
Having a good old time. I mean, we had a good time.
He need to be drunk, because he think being high is his thing. Being drunk is his thing. This nigga was in here talking to the children, giving them pep talks, letting them know why he's so hard on them, letting them know that he love them so much. He telling me
I was in my bag, y'all.
I'm talking about emotional. I was just like, yeah, this nigga right here soft as fuck.
No, just like I started drinking and I got in my feels, and I was just telling, I was talking to my son, talking to my daughter, talking to my wife, and I was in my bag. I called my brother, I talked to him. Oh, man, it was crazy. But, I had a good time. I unwound Friday night, and I paid for it on Saturday because I was down in the dumps on Saturday, man.
Yeah,
I was just, I was just like, man, I wasted a lot of energy on Friday night. Like, I mean, it was crazy.
We danced for about an hour.
We danced. You was like, okay, I'm about to go to bed. I was like, go to bed. I was like, the party just started. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, man, it was like we danced from about 8 to about 10. Good 2 hours of dancing and partying, listening to music. And, man, we had a good time Friday night, man. Me, her, and the kids. It was just, it wasn't what y'all thinking. I mean, that happened eventually, too. And you know what I'm saying? But, I was champion lover that night. Champion lover.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But other than that, though, our Valentine's was good, man. I was seeing a lot of y'all ladies posting that red dress. Like, I was like, was it the memo this year to wear the red dress? Because all the ladies had the red dress on. And you know what red dress I'm talking about? It's just that red dress. I saw a lot of guys getting a lot of gifts this year. A lot of guys were getting gifts from the ladies, and I applaud that.
You always get a gift.
I'm talking about gifts. Like, not us gifts. I'm talking about, I seen niggas getting shoes, cars,
jewelry. I mean, shit, I don't know shit over the years. So what are you talking about?
I'm talking about for Valentine's Day. Could you not
be combative? Okay, well, I got you some nice stuff for Valentine's Day.
I didn't say you didn't.
Okay, well, you talking about some gifts like shoes and blah, blah, blah. When you...
Oh, man. Well, let's go ahead and move on.
Because clearly.
Because I, like I said, I don't even know what happened here. I was talking about other people's joy and
yeah, but why is that joy? Why is it getting? Why are niggas getting a pair of shoes?
Because niggas used to get nothing for Valentine's Day. Niggas used to get the same pussy they got the day before Valentine's Day for Valentine's Day. Probably not. How you gonna get somebody a used gift is what I want to know.
It ain't used.
It is used. I've been used up all year.
Every day, new
and that's
mercies,
my gift.
New mercy.
All right, that's what you think.
Every day, it's a brand new day.
No, but anyway, so but like I said, oh my gosh, great gifting ideas. It's all, you know, everybody, you know, all the cheaters was out in full force on Valentine's Day. I seen a lot of expensive gifts getting thrown around and people going over the top. So I automatically knew what was going on.
So why are you always hating on people?
I'm not hating.
Some people speak the love language of gift giving.
That's guilt giving. No, it's guilt giving.
It's not. Everybody doesn't do that.
Yes,
some people work hard so that they can show their people that they love them and buy them nice things.
It's guilt.
Everybody don't feel like it's... No, it's not. Not yes, in all cases.
In all cases.
It's not.
I'm going on
so
the
you
ledge.
You want to make the people feel bad because they can do something.
I ain't say... you can do anything you want, but you're doing it out of guilt. Just know that when you're doing it. Just know that. Okay. I'm 100% confident when I say that.
And you could not be more incorrect.
Okay. Prove me wrong.
So when I do stuff for you, you think I done something?
When, if you do something over the top for me, yes, I'm side-eyeing.
But you still taking it?
I'm like sitting here like, something's off here. Why is she being extremely nice to me? What? So, you know, I would
but you still dig it.
I will side-eye it as I take it. And I'd be
so
thinking
it doesn't
about
matter.
No, it'll be sitting there and I'll just be sitting there looking at it thinking like, that's what it'll go on. Yeah. But that's
okay.
Just
if you say so.
That's just what I mean. I'm just telling you. But yeah, you know, I mean, I hope everyone had a great Valentine's Day, all y'all that do that type of thing. You know, it was all good over here in the King Queen Germ household. Do you remember the singer Maya?
Yes.
You know, Maya's been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
At least 20 years. And, you know, you just always wonder, like, who gonna wife Maya up? You know what I'm saying? So finally, Maya got wifed up. So congratulations, Maya. She's married. You know, so that answers all the questions that people thought something was wrong with her because, hey, nobody ever married Maya. And, you know, but she did get married in a private little ceremony in, was it, how you say that? Seychelles?
I don't know.
Seychelles. The Seychelles Islands. And the lucky man, his name is Maya. Because Maya got married to herself. This is the worst thing that goes on in society today. People want to have so much news and so much going on, want their name to be mentioned, that they'll go out on a limb and get a story and marry yourself. This article won't open. It's in Top Buzz. I don't know. They want me to open the app, but I don't do that.
I mean, either way it go, people, for one, when you make the statement that you made that something got to be wrong with somebody because they ain't got married, that's not necessarily true. I mean, some people are just people who are particular and they haven't met their soulmate or they don't feel like nobody has that they've met have been adequate enough for them to be with. So I wouldn't just go out there and say there's something wrong with you. I mean, the general thing, people think that you should be married by a certain age, 35, whatever.
Wow.
But it's just not that serious. Yeah. I mean, when you see what marriage entails, sometimes you may want to wait a little longer than to be jumping out there doing something for the sake of just trying to procreate, I guess.
Okay, in her defense, she you know, everybody's congratulating her, saying, you know, congrats. But she shared a photo of herself, you know, on the beach in a wedding dress with the caption, "Officially Mrs. Lansky." But the wedding wasn't exactly what we thought. Get it? Maya Lansky, like the little... Maya Lansky, the little... Where am I?
Yeah, blank still.
Turns out the singer married herself for her new music video, The Truth. Oh my gosh.
I mean, but that's lame though. Like, who wanna take that time, you marrying yourself?
I mean, like I said, in today's society, all news is good news. Whether you're getting your naked videos leaking, you're calling somebody the N-word, you know, you're getting arrested. Like, all press is good press to these new kids.
I think your smoking is getting to me too.
Oh my gosh! No, you coughing when you're not even around me. So that ain't have nothing to do. You're not getting lung cancer. So stop saying that stuff. Black people can't get lung cancer.
And that's a lie. But moving right along.
Have you seen any black people with lung cancer?
I ain't looking for them
because they don't exist. Exactly.
I mean, people can get canceled.
Not black people can't get lung cancer. That's not our shit. Because we smoke the toughest cigarettes out there, Newports, and we ain't dying from them. You see what I'm saying? So they trying to kill us. I ain't never heard a black person dying of lung cancer.
Okay, well, we're not going
to debate. We need to get you some water if we're going to do this show. Because you're not going to cough through this whole show.
Okay, let's go ahead. Let's get it done.
I mean, keep talking. Do something. I mean, so.
You said Maya Mary herself. You thought it was a great idea.
I mean, no. I don't think it's great. I think it's sad that these kids these days have to do all this stuff for clout, as the young kids call it. Like, your name don't have to be in the news all the damn time. Like, it's just, you know, you can go and miss a couple of news cycles without your name being mentioned. But, you know, these kids these days feel like you have to be in the news all the time. Your name got to be trending, all this stuff.
Because they don't have nothing going for them. That's the reason why people need to realize, like, social media is going to be the thing that brings people down. They got people talking to other people across these internet waves, and they killing themselves, doing dumb shit. I mean, it's a lot that people get themselves bogged down into just trying to put up a front for other people.
I mean, it's the wave. That's what's going on. But y'all need to just understand, like, it's not the real world. I can sit here and make up a whole life of myself on social media and not be the real thing. And somebody sit back and be like, ooh, I want to be like him. That's not real. You know what I'm saying? You can't be, you don't know if it's real or not. So that's what it's like. But that's the new thing with the new kids. It's going to be part of my Keep 100. So I don't want to spoil that. But, you know, shout out to Maya. I mean, you know, we're talking about you on the Frocast. We probably never talked about you on the Frocast in the 12 years we've been doing this. But now we are. Here we are. Talk about Maya. So, you know.
Congrats.
You know, on the video. Still not going to listen to your music. I mean, because, you know, it's just, we don't listen to Maya music. Got to ask you a question. Speaking of love. Now, you and I are in love. You know what I'm saying? If we broke up or whatever, and we were artists, I could see us making songs about the breakup. But what about somebody that just got together, like, in October, September of 2019? Y'all can't be making songs about love and breaking up and.
I wouldn't even say that though.
Why because not?
For me, I've been in love multiple times. So to me, I don't really feel like it's a time limit. Because if you really meet somebody that you care for and y'all are on a certain level with each other, it could be possible that you giving that person everything you had in that moment, in those moments, that the absence of that person or that relationship can cause you to be, you know, broken to the point where your music, your outlet, you know, develop some new song or whatever. I wouldn't put a time limit on a relationship for you to have feelings.
I mean, so you think you can fall in love with somebody in a month?
I wouldn't say a month, but I think a few months, yeah. If you spend, I mean, like, it's like a pressure cooker. If I'm spending time with you every single day, or we're doing a lot of things on a regular basis, it's easy to happen. But if you're talking about somebody who y'all only see each other once or twice a month, then it may be slower because for you, you kind of have to start over depending on how you deal with relationships. Mm-hmm. But if you talking about somebody, we were going together, or we dated for a couple of weeks, we might have moved in with each other, or we live in the same city. I mean, some people do these things because if they know of each other or know friends of friends, you might let your guard down. You become real cool with this person and y'all vibing or whatever. And then the next thing you know, it's been 6 months. We deep in it. Mm. And I feel like I can't live without you. But obviously, we got to because we ain't together no more.
Mm. So what brought this up was singer Kalani and rapper YG.
Yeah.
They're a couple.
She went through his phone and found some stuff she didn't need to see.
And then, you know, now they making these songs about, you know, their breakup, they're getting back together, all this. And I'm just like, y'all ain't been together long enough to make music about it.
But then at the same time, they may be doing this just for show.
That's what brings my point around to it. This is all a fucking facade. You know, just to cash in on, like, you're buzzing right now. Like, this is, you're capitalizing on the buzz. And I just think,
but they've seen it work before. So that's the same thing, like, you get mad with kids who throw a tantrum in the store. But if you give me what the fuck I want, I'm going to keep doing it. So
I just let you throw your tantrum.
I'm just saying. If
like
you
a dickhead,
do, then I know this works.
Yeah.
But so that's what it is.
Yeah, we don't give in to terrorists. Like, that is like the worst thing that could happen is your kid throws a fucking tantrum and then you sitting there looking stupid like you don't know what to do when your kid is throwing a fucking tantrum. Like, I really hate when parents sit back and let their kids just throw fucking tantrums in public. Like, I understand You know what I'm saying? That's your child. I'm not telling you how to parent, because I know that's a big topic now. People telling other parents how to parent with this whole, you know, D-Wade situation, which we're not going to go into. But I'm enjoying all the fallout behind it because, you know, it is what it is. People just going crazy. You know, just out. The outrage police is out. You know, once the outrage police is out, you know, there's no putting it back in the tube. But as far as this Kalani and YG situation go, I just feel like, you know, y'all only been together for a couple months. Man, y'all can't be making makeup and breakup music, man. No. You got to get time.
You can.
You got to have at least a year in the game. You got to be a year.
It depends on how you feel. It ain't no year.
It's got to be a year.
It ain't got
to
be no year.
For us to want to hear the music. I don't want to hear the music. Y'all just started going together. Like, that shit is not cool. Because once you break up, like, the damn album ain't even out before y'all broke up. And then now, you know what I'm saying, you got all this music y'all made together. I think we've seen that before, where a couple was together and then they broke up before the music came out. And then now
who are you referencing?
I'm trying to think who it was. I can't remember, man. But somebody out there in the Fro Nation was screaming at the thing, like, oh, it was such and such and such and such. So, you know, it was them.
Yeah, it was them.
But, you know, apparently. Good luck to the couple, I guess. I think they're back together.
They get back together if they're not already. But I mean, my thing is, when you have chemistry like that, sometimes you have a volatile relationship. Sometimes, you know, you ain't got that real balance. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to go through that we in, we out. And then you realize
Could you deal with a volatile relationship like that?
I'm in one.
You in one? Stop it. What's volatile?
Come on, bro.
You
make me want to do all kinds of crazy things.
That means you're in love. That's not volatile.
It is.
Volatile.
It's very unstable.
I know. I think it's stable we're going to get. Mm-mm. You know, people have referred to us as like, y'all are my favorite couple.
And they lying.
They're not lying.
They don't know better. They believe in something that's not there.
Wait, and they know a lot.
They don't.
You know, I mean, I just, like
they're
I said.
They're very unaware.
I told y'all, man, Queen Germ think King Germ boring, man. She said the other day,
I mean,
I'm lame.
You are lame. But that's, I mean, that has nothing to do with being boring. I just need you to know that. But, I mean, and like I said, for the people, they can be in love. It ain't no time limit. I know it. It is what it is.
Okay, well, let's move along. Let's go ahead, turn the heat up. It's already a little warm, man. Let's turn the heat up, man. I was reading a little story about a married person cheating, and then the question got in me. You know, I mean, I already know my answer to this, but I want to know how you feel about this. Is it on the married person or the side when cheating? Meaning is who. Does the side person owe anything to the married, the other spouse?
Like,
no. So nothing at all. Even if they know you're married when they're messing with you, they don't owe you anything.
No, because they ain't took no vows. That ain't their problem. I mean, if you married, that's you and your person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why I find it funny when people want to try to challenge or address the other person.
Well, with the other person being disrespectful.
It doesn't matter. Your man being disrespectful. Your spouse being disrespectful.
Okay, well, I handle that, but you're not going to disrespect me.
If the person gave me the cards to be able to call you out, I couldn't help but get that information from your person. So they disrespected you by talking to me about y'all business.
Well, it's not business. It's just, you know, like, yo, what if it ain't even that? Like, you know, I'm up with, we don't even speak about you or whatever. You know I'm married, and I don't speak about that. You know, but when she see you, it's a problem. She's just like, oh, da-da-da-da-da. You going to feel some type of way. You going to want to bust her into her fucking head.
You can feel however you feel. The point is, your spouse put you in this situation.
Mm.
So your anger should be directed to that person.
True.
So what are you feeling? What are you saying? You thinking that the single person or the other person?
No. My onus is always on the person that's in the relationship because, like you said, you the one took the vow, so it's on you. You know what I'm saying? You need to keep your two worlds separated if that's what you want. But once them lines start crossing, then it's all on you. It's not on the other person because the other person is just, you know, playing their part. Now, if they overstep their boundaries and get messy, that's part of the game. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, everybody is accountable for
doing
their part.
Yes.
I mean, and if you got feelings and, you know what I'm saying, you married and somebody stepped to you wrong or they stepped to you, period, you find out about them. However you want to address the situation is your choice. But you got to be able to live with your actions, too, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you go out here and you want to fight somebody and this other woman beat your ass or whatever the situation is.
Hey, that's got to be the worst, though.
You run up on
the other woman beat your ass.
Hey, and get in your car with your man and ride out.
Not even that. You just have to go back home to your man locked up. Yeah. And he like, oh, you seen Barbara today, huh? Exactly. I told you, leave that alone, man.
Like, you don't want them problems. But like I say, I mean, and people do it all the time. And it's just crazy because people think they can do it.
Let's say you was in a situation. Uh-huh. Let's say I was messing around, which I would never do because black men don't cheat. And let's say you, you know, and the girl, you ran up on her. And she whooped that ass.
It would never happen.
I'm just hypothetically.
I mean, why I got to be getting beat up? But go ahead. But I'm just, I got beat up by your little side. Go ahead.
Okay. Would you go back home and would everything be cool?
Everything would be cool because if I didn't whoop her ass, I'm finna whoop yours. I'm gonna shoot your ass.
Okay, vice versa. Let's say I ran up on your side, nigga. He beat my ass. Would you take me back?
No, I mean I don't even feel like if we done got to the point where niggas is being exposed. It ain't no business being together. I mean, like, it's nothing to do now. We got to break up. Like, it's
why
no,
we
got to
break up?
Who is doing that?
But what if it was just like, what if it was just a one-time thing, but I could, my ego got the best of me. I ran up on this nigga, he beat my ass, and we was trying to work it out, but I wasn't going to let it go.
Oh, and, well, we can't be together because it's not going to be a one-time thing because your the same way your ego couldn't let you stand to be in the room with this nigga. Knowing that we had something going on, your ego ain't going to let you be able to stand the next time you see him. And the next time, it's going to always be beef. So, I'm going to let all that go and not even worry about it.
But no. Okay. You're not understanding what I'm saying. I'm saying, it was just, you cheated one time. Mm-hmm. But I found out who the nigga was. Now the nigga didn't beat. We working on our thing. We you know.
Well, I mean, you got beat up. That was unnecessary. So now I got to walk around with you. Not only did I was gonna be with you. I got to know that this nigga whoop your ass.
Yeah, does it?
That's not good. That's not good for me.
I lose points for that.
Yeah.
Why? But I was defending your even you though
not
I lost
my honor because my honor was already tarnished when I was fucking this other nigga.
But you had nothing.
And therefore, you made yourself look stupid. That's what you did. Because you can't go and run up and get into a fight and get beat up. Like, there's never nothing to talk about at that point. You got to either get this person back, or you just got to bow out and look like a sucker. Like, that's crazy. Like, you don't go and engage if you're not sure you're going to whoop this person ass.
I mean, but hey, even if I don't know I'm going to win or not, you know, I'm just
out there. It wasn't worth it. And my thing is, I'm old. I mean, I feel old all throughout my body. I'm not running up on anybody. Young woman, old woman, ugly woman, whoever she is. Mm-hmm. If it's a situation and we decided we gonna work out, we gonna work out. If we decided we gonna part ways, we gonna part ways. I'm too old to be fighting people.
Man.
So, that's just how I feel about it. Because if I do anything, I'm gonna have to just roll a bitch over in my car. I'm not physically getting into altercation with nobody. I can't do it.
So, Queen Germ, not a fighter.
No, I'm too over that. Now, my younger days, I probably would do a little something, but now I can't.
I mean, I just wonder how what the psyche of a woman is who like let's say, man, we out, and you know, this ain't even no crazy shit like that. But you see your man getting a fight and he lose, do you lose respect for him?
No, I mean it depends on the situation. Like if you a nigga who jump up and somebody say, oh, don't look at my woman, da, 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 you doing all that, but shit. You better come to play for real. Mm-hmm. If it's like a situation where we in a line or something and a nigga called me out my name. Mm-hmm. And you step to him because he disrespected me. Mm-hmm. And you get beat up. I gotta respect that because you was trying to take up for me. But now if you just out here trying to, you know what I'm saying, trying to start stuff. Okay. You gotta be on your game. You can't be getting beat up just because you want to be acting tough. Mm-hmm. That's stupid.
So let's say a man call you out your name and I'll be like, don't say nothing. You gonna be upset?
Yeah.
So what? So
this nigga ain't told no pistol. What you better open your damn mouth.
I know he ain't got no gun. I know.
Nigga, please. You better open your mouth and say something. You stand there if you want to. We ain't together no more. Shit. Watch and see.
But I mean, as long as you don't put your hands on, you know what I'm saying? Ain't a big deal.
It's a big deal. Because you're supposed to be my provider, my protector, my
I'm protecting you by not saying that. No. This man might go crazy and kill both of us.
Okay.
Like, it's 2020.
You claim you wanted us to go out together anyway. That's what you said.
Hey, look, niggas knocking women out too. Like, they ain't stopping it.
Well,
they
you better get you.
They gonna bow, bow. They gonna bust me and bust you. Like, yo, what's going on?
And they ain't gonna get both of us at the same time. I'm gonna move a lot faster than that.
I mean, he might hit you first. Then drop you, and I'm like, oh, what the hell? Pow! Then he dropped me. You know what I'm saying?
But so, just saying.
Hey, look, okay. Niggas crazy these days, bro. I don't think so. So I'm protecting you by not saying them. Like, hey, baby, let's leave this nigga alone right here. Like, he got a tattoo on his face. Mm-mm. Let's leave him alone. Like, this nigga.
and at that point, you just know when we get to the house. So all your shit need to be bossed up and
making, out of here. So me making a business decision.
And if it's about business, mm-hmm. then we can't be together no way.
A business decision means like I don't.
You ain't looking out for me.
I am looking out. That's why I say, hey, I just want to know, is King Jerm being a bitch? Hold on, let me call somebody and ask somebody this question. I think it's a matter of survival.
It's not. Cause what type of place you got me in with niggas calling people bitches or hoes or whatever?
We could be anywhere.
You can't be. If you took me somewhere and that's an option, you ain't did the right thing by me no way.
Hold on, let me call somebody that's a known fighter. Yo, yo. Hey, what's going on, Randy, man? Just want to let you know you're live on the Frocast right now, so don't say anything that incriminate yourself. You might lose your job or get arrested. I got a question, Randy.
Yeah.
If you out with your old lady and some nigga like about 6'8", 6'5", 340 pounds, old Pepper Johnson looking ass nigga, Brock Lesnar looking ass nigga, call your woman out her name, are you throwing hands?
Being that I'm 6'1", 280, I'll beat that nigga ass, man.
So,
meanwhile, this nigga said he gonna tell me to look the other way and keep my mouth closed. Don't say nothing back to the man. Okay.
Come on, don't be like that. Nah, man. I'm just saying this man might have a gun, so I'm looking at it for as like, hey, we don't need to bother this man, so let's leave this man alone, man. He might go crazy, knock both of us out. You know what I'm saying?
So you sound like old boy from Friday.
Nah, I'm not.
The daddy talking about some. What you doing around here messing with these nice people?
Exactly. I'm Red Granny. I'm Red Daddy.
No, sir.
You want a piece of me, old man? No.
You got
to fire out
first, man.
Exactly, man. So let me call somebody else, see what they're saying. I got to see if I'm pussy right now, man.
Everybody's going to say the same thing. All right. Thank you, Randy.
All right. You're welcome.
Yeah. That's some bullshit. You ain't no nigga of mine. Shit, my daddy wouldn't let nobody talk to me. He just as frail as he could be. 71 years old. He'll take a chance for me.
Can't be easy here. Yeah, just be easy. We got to let y'all know. He only 130 pounds.
Yeah.
Be easy, man. You live on the show, man. Just want to ask a question, man.
Okay.
All right, so you out with your lady. Some nigga about 6'8", 380, call out her name. You throwing hands with him or not?
Is my girlfriend?
This your girl. Friend? This your cinnamon apple.
Yeah, I fight him.
Now, Brandon, he tried you. First of all, he done set the stage saying that you small frame. Then he gonna tell you the person is huge. And then this nigga say, nah, you know he ain't that small. But he said if we was in a similar situation, he'll tell me to keep my mouth closed, look the other way, and don't say shit. Now, what type of nigga am I with? I'm not with a nigga. I'm not with a nigga. I'm you ain't saying, my man.
You going to set me up to get my ass whooped just to fight on your honorable, and I can just say, be like, hey, just chill. He ain't put his hands on us. Let him say whatever. It don't fucking matter. Like, he ain't touch you.
I mean, so you sound like one of them people in the 60s where these sticks and stones around here fucking black women, and all you had to do is... Wipe your face off, girl.
No, I'm
glad
not saying,
that he ain't kill us.
I'm just
for real.
No, I mean,
for real. That's basically what you're saying. He can have anything he want.
No, I'm just saying he didn't touch you. So words don't hurt you.
Okay, so the same man called me a bitch and slapped me.
That's different. Then I gotta do something.
Now you doing something?
I gotta take. I mean, well, he already whooped your ass, so I don't care.
If he just slapped my face.
So if he beat me up, I'm like, well, shit. He beat your ass too, nigga. Like, oh, he say shit. So you know what I'm saying?
So we in a competition, or are you really trying to save me?
I'm trying to save you. That's why I mean.
You're not trying to save me, bro.
But I'm saying it'd be different if he slapped you and then I ran up on him. He beat me up too. You can't say shit. You can't be like, huh?
Why would I ever say anything? If you were trying to protect me, why would I blow that up in your face to tell you anything else?
I do have a question though.
Okay.
What? For Queen. So if that does happen, and Jerm. You know, defends you and he gets his ass beat. How's that ride home gonna sound like?
It ain't gonna sound like that. I'm gonna try to
I ain't driving. I'm be I'm be sitting in that damn side with my head down, like, God damn.
I mean, my thing is, if you doing it for me, I don't even care if you ain't doing it for me. I just feel like I'm going to be there by your side. I'm going to hope that you okay. Make sure that nigga ain't knock all your teeth out or nothing. But as far as me being like, ooh, you got beat up, I ain't never going to say that. Now, the other scenario that he played out saying he ran up on a nigga that was messing with me and he got beat up, depending on what that was all about, I might say something. Or if you was in there messing with somebody else. Now, if you was messing with a broad and you got mad at the side piece nigga and he whooped your ass, oh, hell yeah, I'm going to laugh at you because you doing something you ain't got to be doing no way.
That's understandable.
But when you talking about you trying to do something and this in my presence and for my well-being, hell no, I ain't even going to laugh at you.
I don't believe that for one second.
I'm not.
Almost.
There's
one time I was walking with this lady. We was walking in Atlanta. This was about 10 years ago. And a car full of niggas rolled by. And it was, they hard to harness and some stuff. I shot a bird. They pulled back around.
Oh, shit.
You know, I was like, shit, goddamn. They said, nigga, what you trying to do? And they meant, hey, man, they go 12 and they pulled back off.
You about to get your head whooped. You better stop dropping roll and cover it up. Cause they was gonna take your girl. She was gonna get in the car with. They was gonna beat you so bad. She would have got in the car with them. She was like, I ain't wanna walk anyway, nigga. That's what she would have said.
Well, you know the girl, so she probably
would have got. Oh yeah. If it's who I think it is, yeah, you would have got beat up too. She would probably jumped in and she would have got slapped. And he would have been like, damn. This is even more embarrassing, man. But yeah, man. Well, I appreciate calling you. I'm gonna call one more person to see if I'm pussy.
Hold on. Everybody join the Patreon. Jonathan said everybody who join the Patreon is for him, but it's really for me. That's all I gotta say.
Okay. I mean, you know what I said. I did not say that, but it's cool.
All right.
Yep. So yeah, man. So basically, I guess from the three calls, the two calls that were successful, I guess King Jerm's pussy, because I think it will be a survival tactic telling her to be quiet. Watch your mouth. You know what I'm saying? No need for both of us getting the ass beat or just me, like, getting my jaw realigned because, you know, this nigga want to call you out your name. So what? I'm not going to hurt you. Why I got to be the pussy? You know what I'm saying? I just don't understand. I really don't. You know, but leave a message. Let me know, is King Jerm pussy for not defending his woman honor and accepting a known L? Like, I know this nigga gonna beat my ass, but I gotta be tough for my old lady. That makes no sense at all. Makes no sense at all. Well, it's that time of the show where we're gonna do a little TV talk. As far as TV talk goes, man, the only show that I want y'all to watch is 60 Days In. Like, again, this is Chronicles, the story of seven people. They go into a jail and they try to gather information for the guy that leads the jail on how to make improvements in the jail. And of the seven participants, we got two men tapped out already. We had another man tap out already. So now out of seven, we're down to five. We got three women, two men, because they added another participant. So it was really eight contestants on the show. You got Tony. He's the secret contestant nobody knows about. You got Dennis, who's the original. He's like a black dude, former quarterback. You got like Sharice. She's a black girl that has all these dietary needs. But why did you sign up for a jail show if you can't eat anything with gluten? And you got celiac disease or something, she always says. Then you got some white girl. I can't think of her name. She's a cop, but she's in the in the jail doing her thing. And then you have this holy roller. I think her name's like Angel or something like that. I can't think of her name, but she's like a reformed. Now she used to be in the streets, but now, you know, she's on her, you know, good thing. So they're in the jail. They're gathering information. I forgot the little white kid that's like a political science major. He let somebody borrow his headphones, and then he just got so much anxiety about it and thinking that he was getting played and nobody respects him. And he said, it's just like when I was a fat kid, when I was a kid. And he starts going through these little, you know, it really, the jail wasn't bothering him. It was just like, he said he was reliving his whole situation over again. So that's what made him quit. But we still got the three ladies and the two guys that's in there doing their thing. So it's a pretty damn good, pretty good show. So check it out. Comes on Thursday nights, I think like 9, 10 o'clock on A&E. If you're not watching 60 Days In, please watch it because it's fucking good. Like, somebody got stabbed on it last week. It's shanks everywhere. It's shanks and all kinds of shit. Nigga get you a shank. 10 soups to get you a shank. 10 fucking soups to get you a shank in this jail. And that's crazy. And motherfucker got stabbed. So, shit is real in Etowah County. And, motherfuckers tapping out left and right. So, if you haven't watched 60 Days In, please do watch. It's a great watch. It's worth the watch. Watch that shit. Other things I watched this week. I watched Ma, the movie. That was all right. I mean, it was pretty cool. I also watched John Wick 3. Fucking dope. I mean, John Wick, man. Action from bell to bell, man. That movie just straight up action. So, I did check that out.
I saw Birds of Prey.
Okay, Queen Jern saw Birds of Prey. I don't know what that is. What is Birds of Prey?
It's a movie that we went and see.
Is that the Harley Quinn, the little...
Exactly. Okay. Harley Quinn, Joker's ex-girlfriend.
Okay, see, I know
that. And it was real cute how they did the little thing. So I ain't going to spoil it for the people if they going to see it or whatever. But it was pretty good. I liked it. It had a little action and a lot of cussing and a little fun stuff. And then they kind of tied her story in with some of the other people. And you kind of see where they are, at the end of the movie.
Okay. I also watched The Pharmacist on Netflix. Narcos 3 is out. Well, Narcos 2 Mexico is out. So that's out. That's a lot of TV going on. I hear Better Call Saul starts back on the 22nd. So that's fucking dope. Or the 23rd, I believe. 23rd and 24th, somewhere around there. So Better Call Saul is back. It's a lot of fucking TV going on right now. This is a prime TV watching time. A lot of shit going on. So get caught up with your TV shows. I haven't started watching The Outsider yet. I still got to get some things caught up. I wanted to kind of build up so I could just binge it and watch the whole thing. Because I'm a binger. I don't like to wait week to week for a lot of shows. So, that's my problem. Song of the Week. Do you have a song of the week?
Yes. My song of the week, it just comes after this recent passing of Pop Smoke.
It's not a passing.
Okay, the man was murdered, but okay. He's no longer with us. So my song of the week, in memory of Pop Smoke, and also because I really, really like this song and just started listening to it, my daughter put me on. I believe they say it's Gotti, and that's by Jack Boys, Pop Smoke, R.I.P., and Travis Scott. Hope you like it.
Yeah, man. Well, my song of the week is by The Roots. It's called How I Got Over off their 2010 album, How I Got Over. This is fucking a dope-ass song. You got Black Thought giving you the Black Thought-isms as he can only do. The beat is hard. I love this song. It's just, this album right here, it resonates with me. It's my favorite Roots album, you know what I'm saying? My favorite Roots album by far. So this is How I Got Over by The Roots. This is Gotti by Pop Smoke and them. And this is The Frocast. We'll be right back in a minute.
Nobody give a fuck out here in these streets. Every man is for himself. They ain't helping no one else. It's a hazard to your health. Living life in these cold streets. Hey, who's worrying about you, babe, when you wildin' out, running around in these streets? Drama, living with the police right behind you. It's always more than a slight reminder. We living in a war zone like Rwanda. Before I go back to the Heavenly Father, pray for me if it ain't too much bother. Whatever don't break me or make me stronger. I feel like I can't take too much longer. It's too much lying and too much frying. I'm all cried out cause I grew up crying. They all got a sales pitch I ain't buying. They trying to convince me that I ain't trying. We uninspired, we unadmired. And tired, and sick of being sick and tired. Of living in a hood with the shots of fire. We dying to live, so to live we dying. You just like I am.
Out in the streets, where I grew up.
How I got over.
First thing they teach us not to give a fuck.
How I got over.
That type of thinking can't get you nowhere.
to go nowhere. I hear these streets. We're so young and all alone. We ain't even old enough to realize we're on our own. Living life in these hard streets. Where's life that lost in mind? Is there any way to find? Are we running out of time out here? Listen. Hey, who's worrying about you, babe, when you wildin' out? Running around in these streets.
Niggas spraying they jewels.
Yeah. They ain't sweating this one. That.
Facts. My bitch love Coco. Woo-back, baby. Woo-back, baby. Woo! Yeah. Let me see some. Okay, okay. Okay, okay. Look, you cannot say pop and forget the smoke. I'm from the floors where niggas told. They couldn't be cribs, so they turn folk. Driving through the veil, dropping a joke. I gotta laugh cause these niggas jokes. Drill like, who these niggas? Who these niggas? I don't know. But I'm on go. And I'm in that Bugatti. Moving. 200. Giving pucks like who shot you? Me and Trey, that's four choppers. Man down. All you see is helicopters. Paramedics, pick him up. They gon' send him to the doctor. I'm in the hood like an engine. Revving. Trey, get that nigga. My chicks is clearing. Your chicks is spending. And I got a couple gangsters. Let me know. If you want smoke. If you want smoke. Cause boy, I can send them. Boy, I can send. I got a bad bitch, ass up, face down. Yeah, she love doggy style, uh-huh. And she got a Louis back, yeah. That hold extendo. Okay. Flex, my bitch love Coco. Woo back, baby. Woo. Let me see some. Okay. My bitch love Coco. Woo back, baby. Woo! Let me see some. Okay.
Right. Got it jumping out the zoo. Seeing red, seeing blue. Yelling flame, hot moves. Pop flare, hot. Break my head down till I hide my face. Duck away. She wanna lay up and hibernate. I took a chance, there's a lot to take. I took her right in and up right away. She need a chunk, not a piece. It cost me three for the keys. Not the work, but the V. She let it twirl to the beat. I send a word, better reach. Wearing pearls, spits of bees. I only hurl at my peak.
Cuts, dummy cuts, out in public. Two cups, all the stuff, now I'm up. Coke, cushion that, but she tuck it. We both get enough.
Nah.
My bitch love Coco. Woo back, baby.
Woo!
Let me see some. Okay. My bitch love Coco. Woo back, baby.
Woo!
Let me see some. Okay.
All right, man, you know, hope y'all enjoyed the music break, man. You know, RIP to Pop Smoke, man. Do you have a Keeping 100?
Yes, my Keeping 100 has to be, if you a boss, then be the boss.
100.
If you supposed to have been put in the supervisor position, you can't be questioning yourself, and you can't be looking for other people to validate what you're doing. If you really think that this is the best move for the organization, just do it. Some people gonna like it, some people not gonna like it. So, you know, if you're supposed to be the boss, just be the boss.
That's it?
That's my Keep It 100. You can't tell me how to do it.
I'm asking, was that it? So I could go on with mine.
Green light.
Thank you. My Keep It 100 goes a little something like this. Like she said, Pop Smoke was killed on Wednesday, February 19th. And it got me thinking, man, like, the new niggas these days, like, you, like, when we were younger, our rappers could lie to us. Our rappers didn't have to be a thug. Our rappers could, like, you know, lie on wax and say they killed 100 niggas, they had sex with 100 women, they sold 100,000 pounds of weed. And we were okay with that if they didn't really do that. Because we knew that, you know, they were good rappers. But today, you really have to be about that life. And you know what I'm saying? And when, you know, Pop Smoke, not saying that you deserve what you got, because, you know, nobody deserves to get killed, but it's just like, you know, when you rap about that life, you know what I'm saying, don't be surprised when that life catches up with you. You know what I'm saying? And it's sad that these rappers these days have to be about their lyrics. What they say they do, they gotta be about that, because niggas oppress you about your lyrics, about your image, or how you portrayed in the media. Like, you'll get pressed behind that shit. And you know what I'm saying? You don't see niggas running up on Common. You don't see niggas running up on these little regular rappers, like, because they don't put that shit out there. But these little rappers that talk about this, the life, like, y'all niggas are exiting the fucking world so fast, and it's sad, because you just can't be a rapper. You really have to be, like, your words are taken so literal, and that shit's sad. Like, you can't be an artist if, you know, no other genre, like, does people like this. Like, no other genre. But hip-hop, you know, if you rap that street shit, niggas gonna expect that street shit from you 24/7. Like, you can't be a regular nigga. And niggas just, nah, bro.
But it's more so, I mean.
And this is my Keep It 100.
100.
I mean, but just wrap it up then.
Go ahead. You go ahead. Take it.
I mean, you come in when I'm talking, so what's the problem?
Say what you're gonna say.
All I'm saying is, you talking about it's just hip-hop, but it's not really that. It's black people as a whole.
It's not black people.
Okay, but the niggas that's doing the shit, most of them look like us. So all I'm saying is, it takes the whole culture to realize that the stuff that's happening is not okay. It's really simple. It's really stupid. And it cannot continue happening. Because nobody, I mean, everybody want to be out here trying to prove themselves. But if everybody dead at the end of the day, because this person shot this person, somebody going to retaliate. It's never going to stop.
No, it's not. But like I said, when you put that kind of vibes, that kind of energy out there, that's the shit you on, don't be surprised when that shit come and knock on your fucking door. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't be out here speaking that goon shit and, you know, think people not going to think that you really a goon, or you like that type of shit. So you can't be out here, you know what I'm saying, be square, but you talk that goon shit, because that goon shit going to catch up with you. Niggas you going to go to a city where niggas going to press you. And like I said, y'all niggas better know. And when y'all go out, you just can't go to California lamping it up, thinking shit all good. Because, I mean, niggas are always like, it's a lot of niggas dying in goddamn California. Like, man, y'all niggas need to know, when you go out there, it's different rules. Just because you the man in your city, your state, you can't go to goddamn California and move like that, because apparently it's different rules in California. You know what I'm saying? Anybody can go to New York, walk around New York, take pictures in New York. They seem to make it home. But y'all niggas go out to California and y'all on some dumb shit. Y'all going home, all right, feet first. So y'all niggas need to start understanding it's rules to this shit. If you're going to be in that life, if you're a civilian like myself, I can go where the fuck I please. You know what I'm saying? You know, but I don't put that energy out there. I'm not a tough guy, as y'all, you know, see.
Obviously.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not a tough guy at all, man. So, you know, nope. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, RIP to Pop Smoke. I mean, it's sad that this is not going to be the last one. This is not going to be the last one. But we got to do better. You know what I'm saying? So, that was my Keep 100. Hope y'all enjoyed. Next up, we have our winners and losers segment. Do you have any winners and losers?
No, I ain't got no winners or losers.
You ain't got no winners or losers? Mm-mm. Well, I got two winners since you have none. My first winner is the NBA All-Star Game.
Winner!
They changed the format this year to in honor of Kobe Bryant. The first three quarters were basically, it was three quarters and they started to score over after each quarter. and, you know, there was a winner of each quarter, and money went to charity, and then they combined the score of the three quarters, plus they had a magic score they had to go to in the fourth quarter, and it actually made for a very entertaining game. We haven't seen All-Star Game played that competitively in a while, and it was good to see it, and it seemed like everybody liked it, so hopefully they keep that that format going. My other winner is this teacher in the Bronx. Her name is Dori Myers.
Winner!
Dori Myers is a Bronx teacher who performed oral sex on a 14-year-old, gets 10 years probation, avoids jail, and she gets to keep her teaching certificate. She's my winner because, like I said, she did all of that, only got probation, and she gets to teach. So she's 30 years old. She pled guilty to criminal sex act for the incident. And yeah. she said,
She's not a winner.
She's a winner. She still get to teach. She still get to, you know.
She get to keep her license, but I don't think nobody gonna let her around no kids.
Hey, man, she can go to a charter school, private school, you know. They're sweeping under the rug. She'll be all right. She's white. She'll make it. She'll be okay. So, yeah, so shout out to her. She's my winner. Since you said you didn't have any losers, I have a loser. My loser is Amber Rose.
Loser.
Amber Rose got her kids' names tattooed on her forehead. I mean, that's all. That is the punchline. Why do you have your kids' names tattooed on your forehead? Like... I
don't know what I would ever get tattooed on my forehead. I don't think anything, but
I mean,
I don't know.
I just,
I mean, she just wanted to be in the news, I guess.
That's it. Look, fame is addictive. Y'all see how Queen Germ, you know, she used to just moonlight on the show.
I'm just here to try to help you keep this going.
Then she weasel her way because she loved that fame, you know what I'm saying? A couple of people told her she was funny, and now she came here, she started doing her homework.
She haven't been funny in a long time.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's addictive like that, man. I get it, man, but no, I'm not tattooed on my forehead, fame. Like, I'm sorry.
But I'm just like, if you were going to get a tattoo on your forehead, get something... I mean, I don't know what would be appropriate, but my kid's name.
Give me something that you would get tattooed on your forehead.
I mean, nothing.
Come on, think of something.
Nothing. I don't think it's nothing that I would want to get tattooed on my face ever. I don't have any tattoos.
A hypothetical tattoo you get on your forehead.
Nothing, because that's something that other people are going to see every time they see me. So if I want to project something, I would want it to be something positive, something that
can you get a gang gang tattoo? Or they?
We don't do that.
So no gang gang tattoos.
No.
Okay, I was wondering.
Some of those other sororities may do that and think it's cute. And not to say that you will not see anybody. Some people have gotten them, but they are not something that we approve of. Like, okay. Not for the organization.
I got you. So that's what's up, man. But me personally, I could only think, like, this is, I always said if I ever hit the Powerball Mega Millions, I was getting a tattoo on my face.
What is it going to be?
I'm going to get three states on my face.
What?
I'm going to get the state of North Carolina, the state of Georgia, and the state of Florida on my face.
That's stupid.
I was going to get one here and one right there.
And your face going to be keloided up.
Why?
Because you don't even know how the hell your skin going to react to this. You ain't never had no tattoo and you going to go of all
I didn't have scars before. That ain't keloided up.
Okay. That don't mean nothing.
Yeah.
Scars ain't ink. Ink ain't supposed to be in your skin.
Hey, man.
The
Egyptians used to have ink on their skin.
Okay.
I used to do that.
Yeah.
Hieroglyphics.
Yeah. And all that shit is not supposed to... If that ain't already in you, that's not what you're supposed to have. So you go right ahead and do that. That's dumb. Like, why would you want to get something like that? States?
Yeah.
States, for real? You can't get nothing no better than some states.
Because that's like... That's,
dumb as fuck.
No. I had three states right there.
Okay.
And like a little...
And then you could be the loser.
How?
That's dumb. Like, nobody needs that. Like, why would you... I just feel like it doesn't make any sense. Your face is your face. Why would you want to put something on it?
Because that's the thing now. You put a tattoo on your face.
Okay, well, that won't be my thing.
To let you know you really about that. Like, I don't...
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not that. Not at all.
Oh, man. Well, it's that time, man. Do you got any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout-out Pam and the fam. The Johnson 5, the Lunch Crew, and anybody representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
My shout-outs go a little something like this. Shout out to Be Easy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James, Bitch, like, Light Skin Kanye, RT3, Jay Williams, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, Stax, MJ Money 9S, Dr. Brace of everybody, Dr. Brace Network. We got Dr. Cam, we got that disrespectful motherfucking MJ, we got K-Law the truck driver, and of course we got Dr. Brace. Go over there and check him out, see what they got going on over there. Shout out to the good brother 12 Cal and the 12 Cal podcast. Man, always listen to his show. You know what I'm saying? When we get through listening to our show, go over there, listen to his show. You know what I'm saying? You know, he keeps a good show over there every day. I mean, every week. Check out 12 Cal. Shout out to Pepe J from Be More, Steph from Be More, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. Shout out to anybody off that site to fuck with a kid. Shout out to the Laugh Line Sports Podcast, the Humbly Arrogant Show, the Something Light Podcast, the Relationships Podcast. Me and Queen Germ was on that show, on their Valentine's episode, so go check that out. What else? Any other podcast to fuck with us, man. Shout out to Amazing App, Dragon Lady, Sleazy, Filthy, anybody that listens to the show, man. If I forgot your name, don't blame me. Blame Queen Germ. And, yeah, man. That's and anybody else to fuck with us, the long way, the short way, or no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all. Man, rate your show, Queen Germ.
I guess I give it an 8.1.
I'm going to give this show a 1.2. I'm sorry, y'all. Queen Germ was, you know, she this was her flu game. I mean, I don't know what got into her today, but she was.
People can't understand, this time of year, people get sick. All times of year, people get sick.
So yeah, but
thank you. There's nothing else I can do.
I mean, I appreciate you being here, sticking it out, you know what I'm saying? You know, so, but let's go ahead and get on out of here, man. Don't forget, this is episode
392.
Oh, 392, man.
I'm telling you, I'm looking at
the people. Okay, I got you. 392 of the Frocast. Don't forget, man, to hit the Patreon up where you can support all things Nappy Afro. Don't forget about the voicemail. You can call 347-201-2572. Leave a drop. Don't forget to share it, retweet it, reblog it, all that good shit. Put it in your story. And, yeah, man, that's just about how I go, man. So, in closing, this is King Germ.
And this is Queen Germ.
And this was the Frocast, and we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com